We must never forget not only those who died, but also the lessons of war. November is all about remembering for the Christian community. First is All Saints' Day, when the church remembers those men and women who have shone as lights in the world and have gone the earthly journey before us. November 2nd is All Souls' Day, when the church remembers all the faithful departed, those we have known and loved and who are now on another shore in that place we commonly call heaven. November 11th is called Armistice Day, when we recall the day on which fighting ended at the end of World War I. The word armistice is Latin and comes from the meaning to stand still arms. To mark this day in the United Kingdom, we keep 2 minutes silence on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. The second Sunday in November is always Remembrance Sunday, and is a day set aside to remember all those who have given their lives defending the United Kingdom. Towards the end of the month, the church comes to the end of its liturgical year with the Feast of Christ the King, as we celebrate God's reign over both heaven and earth, and we look for signs of his kingly rule. Over the last 50 years, Remembrance Tide has taken on a larger significance than in the past. Much of this is due to the very sad conflicts that have taken place after the two world wars, with men and women in the armed forces experiencing loss of life and life-changing injuries resulting from battles and peacekeeping. The Royal British Legion has been a bastion for organising the Poppy Appeal, raising thousands of pounds to support families left behind and those who return with significant injuries, both physical and emotional. Much of the energy came from families connected to the world wars, most of whom have now died out. This leaves the Royal British Legion depleted in its volunteer base, and locally we urgently need to find new ways to support this important and significant organisation. This year, Remembrance takes on a new poignancy with the war in Ukraine. It's more than 70 years since we had war in Europe, and suddenly this flashpoint exposes the United Kingdom in a way unseen since before World War I. The conditions that led to the Third Reich of high interest rates, increased poverty, costs of living crises, bitterness and envy towards other people of different races and cultures become suddenly real once again. We urgently need to remember why Europe came together after the end of World War II, and to honour those men and women who died for our freedom, that we will never forget the reasons why those wars took place and the conditions in society that led to those horrors. Strong communities in the United Kingdom will defend us from those who look to divide us. Unity of people and communities need to be resilient. We must never forget not only those who died for our freedom, and we must never forget the lessons of war. We will remember them.